Hi, I'm Joanne McNair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it. I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
What has John 3:16 meant to you? Seriously, you know, as you roll that around in your mind, what has John 3:16 meant to you? And I don't know if you've considered this, but it's actually 3:16 Eve today, and that's part of the reason we're doing this, is 3:16 Eve would make it 3:15. Actually, and interestingly, you know, my good friend and brother, Dr. Dwayne Carson, is here with us because John 3:16 is a gigantic verse that really has its own date.
Has its own date. March the 16th, 3:16. And yes, it's 3:16 Eve. And it's exciting to be able to talk about the gospel in a nutshell. And so we're looking for calls today, Robbie, for our listeners to come in and tell us what John 3:16 has meant to them. You want me to give the number?
You can if you like.
Well,
you got to practice it.
Yeah, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Call us in. Tell us about what John 3:16 has meant to you. Robbie, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a verse. It has been called the gospel in a nutshell. Many people have said it's the greatest verse in the Bible. It's God's greatest message to the entire world. One verse that sums up everything that God's about.
Yeah, and he said it himself, right? That's a special part of it. But so, right? It's your question, Doc. What has John 3:16 meant to you personally? Yeah. Dwayne Carson.
I go back when I was growing up. One of my earliest memories was my father taught me John 3:16. And I can't recall now whether I was three or four, but I remember him setting me down and giving me this verse. We went to a church, and he wanted me to know John 3:16, and he would have me do that repetition thing. And say it over and say it over and say it over. So the first thing I ever learned was John 3:16 from the Bible. My grandmother would teach me the Lord's Prayer, but to learn this great verse, John 3:16.
And so in its own way, many times you've had a chance to use it.
Yes.
In witnessing to people. So you got to see them become the whosoever.
Yes.
Right?
It's not that it's just easy, but it's profound. And so when you think about sharing, if you're preaching in a rescue mission, and I did that many a times, preaching in another country, doing that many times, it's not that it's, quote, the go-to verse. It just is the go-to verse. Yesterday, we were down at the Billy Graham Library. And by the way, if you've never been, you want to go. And you walk in through a cross. And as you walk in through this cross, the first thing you're going to see is John 3:16. It's on the wall right there. This was Billy Graham's favorite verse to preach. And then when they give a little intro, up comes John 3:16. We go through the museum, the library, look at all these different things. We get to the end, and guess what? There's John 3:16. Billy Graham preached that message everywhere. And yes, I've had the opportunity to preach it all over the world because it is God's love verse to us. And yesterday was impacted just listening to Dr. Graham as he preached his last message at the New York City rally there. He was in Central Park and he just kept saying, I want you to repeat this after me. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Wow. What a thought.
Oh, it is. And I bet as you're rolling around all this stuff in your mind, you're going, man, there was a time I used John 3:16 and it had this impact on somebody, or maybe there was a time somebody used it on you. It had that impact on you. And so you got to call us. We would love to hear it. We really, really would love to hear it. 866, the number to call, 866-348-7884. Or if you're digitally gifted and you know how to do that with your phone, which the letters are still under the numbers, 866-34-TRUTH. You know, you can go about that either way. And, you know, we had such terrific calls yesterday. And we are excited about what stories you have out there where this verse, John 3:16. So tomorrow is, and part of the reason that we were doing this show is that we want you to think about, wow, tomorrow is 3:16. And it gives you an obvious inroad. Yes. And it just so happens, I was telling Dr. Carson that I'm doing a funeral for a very dear, my best friend that introduced me to my wife. He passed away, and his first son, his oldest son, passed away. And I'm doing that, you know, funeral, so to speak, tomorrow. And I don't think it's any accident.
That's right.
That they planned the celebration of his life on 3:16. And so, you know, pretty neat that it's kind of a God wink to say, hey, guys, you do realize what today is. It's 3:16. And that is just an obvious opportunity for you tomorrow. You know, as you go through, it's a Saturday, and who knows, you may see him at the hardware store or wherever it is that you are, that you have a chance to share. Yeah. Hey, did you know today is 3:16?
One of the things I've dreamed of for years is that every, and that's a big word, but many believers will take advantage of 3:16 and share John 3:16 on this great date, because it just connects. It's an easy transition. We saw what Tim Tebow did with it. He put it under his eye there, and people saw John 3:16, and the question came, what is John 3:16? And they Googled it, and that's what we want happening tomorrow. We want people hearing the glorious gospel from John 3:16.
Yeah, it's on there in Google. So you call us. How has John 3:16, or what has John 3:16 meant to you? 866-348-7884. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. What are your thoughts? What has John 3:16 meant to you when you think about that verse in your life? How has that impacted you? We would love to hear your thoughts, your stories, you know, anything along those lines. 866, the number to call in is 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And we have a very special guest on for you, Dr. Carson. It looks like Dr. Elmer Towns.
Oh, wow. Dr. Towns.
How you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm saved, and I'm rejoicing, and I'm 91 years old.
Amen. Well, Dr. Towns, we are talking today on Truth Talk Live about John 3:16, and I was wondering what your thoughts might be on John 3:16.
Well, in one sense, it's the core, it's the center of the Bible, although it's not at the very center. But it's the center truth of the Bible, because it has everything about God you need to know, everything about salvation you need to know. It has everything you need to know to get from where you are in life to get to heaven with God in eternity. And so it's the center verse of the Bible, but not only that, it's for, when you say for God, who else can it be but for God so loved? What does he do? His greatest attribute is love, for God so loved the world. Now, who is the world? That includes me, you, everyone. God so loved everyone in the world that he gave. To think of God giving, the greatest act of God is to give. God so loved the world that he gave his only. He only had one son, and that was Jesus. He gave his own. He didn't have several sons. He didn't have several children or grandchildren. He gave his only son. He gave his only begotten son. Now, when you think in terms of the begotten son, his is the son who was born of a virgin. He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes, all you have to do is believe. Whoever believes means to put your whole heart into it. It means put your whole head into it. It means put your whole will into it, put your whole emotions into it, put your whole self into it. And whoever believes in him, if you believe in God's son, Jesus, if you believe in him, you can have eternal life. I got that on July the 25th, 1950, after going to a revival meeting at a Presbyterian church in Savannah, Georgia. And I believed in Jesus. I went home from the revival meeting. I should have gone forward. I couldn't go forward. Just wouldn't go forward. I just was, so these people, I joined the church. I've said all this before. And I went home, and I knelt down. And I said, Lord, I've never done it before. I want Jesus to come into my heart and save me. And when I did that, I got saved, and I'm going to heaven.
Dr. Towns, that is just, what a testimony. And for you listeners, this is Dr. Elmer Towns that's called in. He was the dean of the seminary at Liberty University. He's one of the co-founders of Liberty University. And
Jerry Falwell and I started Liberty University in 1971.
Yes, sir.
We had just 154 students, and today it's the largest Christian school in the world. It's the largest, one of the largest universities in America.
Yes, sir. And I was privileged to have you as one of my professors, and then got to work at Liberty as a campus pastor. But as a student, I got to hear you teach on the book of John. And so while we have the greatest verse, how do you feel about the book of John?
It's the greatest book in the Bible. And the most interesting thing, it's the simplest book in the Bible. When you begin to read it, it's not complicated. It's not deep theology you'll find in Paul. It's not some of the mystical things you'll find in Peter, but it's the simplest of all the books in the Bible. It's the simple to read and understand. And so God, when he wrote the greatest book in the Bible, he made it simple so everyone can believe in Jesus and get saved.
Now, Dr. Towns, would you say tomorrow, since it's March the 16th, it would be very wise for people to share John 3:16 with their friends?
Well, tomorrow is 16, you know. It's the third month and the 16th day. So share it with, in other words, not with your friend, but share it with somebody. Immediately say, right now I will tell somebody about John 3:16 and what it means to me and what it's done for me. So what it means and what it's done for you is the most important thing.
Dr. Towns, thank you so much for calling in today. Listeners, we've heard from one of the great giants of the faith today, telling us that John 3:16 is the greatest verse in the Bible and that we need to be sharing it. He's going to be sharing it tomorrow. We need to be sharing it tomorrow. Dr. Towns, again, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, and don't call me the greatest. I'm just a believer, a very simple one who believes in Jesus, and that's all I am. And so pray for me that I can serve the Lord better.
Amen.
We will do that. Amen. What an honor to have you on today, Doctor. God bless you. And you have a wonderful John 3:16 yourself tomorrow.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, we have Barb is in Ohio. She has a John 3:16 testimony. Barb, you're on Truth Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I was 5 years old when my mother and different people would take us to Sunday school a couple blocks from our home. My parents were not Christian. I had a godly grandma, but she was old, and she's the one that kind of kept me hanging on the faith for years. But I learned John 3:16 as a five-year-old, and all through my life, and I am in my 70s now, but even when I fell away through the teen years, if anybody would criticize the Lord or ask a question, I would quote John 3:16 because I believed that verse, but I was not really a Christian. I don't remember until I was 12 years old, I accepted Christ and I got baptized. But I still, after that, I fell away kind of a good kid, but I wasn't practicing my faith, and I lived in a children's home, and I just didn't have a church that taught what we need to hear. And do you know, all through those years, I still quoted John 3:16. And when I became a Christian, that was the most exciting verse to me because it held on to me all those years. Mm. And here I am today, in the last couple weeks, because I always think about Christ even more during the Easter season, what he's done for us.
Oh, yeah.
And John 3:16 hits you in the face. And it should be told to people any day of the year because it's so beautiful. And the pastor is right that John is the most important book in the Bible to challenge anyone the least bit interested in the Word of God. You ask God to show you, if you're brave enough to read the book of John all the way through and ask him to show you. You can't miss it. And I'm so grateful that I learned that at 5 years old because it has made all the difference.
And we are too, Barb, because we got to hear you. I mean, you can hear the joy if you can hear it from 20 states away.
It's unbelievable how blessed we are to learn something like that and grasp it. Why is the world so stupid?
Yes.
It's so beautiful and simple.
Well, Barb, can you hang on? We got to go to a break. I do have something else.
That's
I know.
Okay, that's all I had to say. I got to go.
Oh, you got to go. Okay, Barb, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Well, we need to hear from you. John 3:16, what does it mean to you? 866-348-7884.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question is, what has John 3:16 meant to you? An amazing stories, testimonies, and oh my goodness, teaching we have had thus far. And we got the all lines lit up. So we got George is in Winston-Salem. George, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Robbie. How are you?
Oh, I know this, George. My chaplain buddy, I can tell by your voice. One of my favorite people. And I know I'm betting you do have a John 3:16 testimony.
I do have. It is the beginning of my life. It was shared with me by my biological father, who was also my spiritual father.
Wow.
And I was in the single digits now, and like Barbara, I'm in my 70s. And that's younger than Elmer Towns, but anyway, I have been able to share this through the years with unbelievers that have become believers as a result of this truth, which is really transformational. Mm-hmm. And for anyone that would be listening today that has not come to the place where they have realized that they are loved by God, and God proved that in that he gave his son for us so that we could have eternal life and live with him forever and be reconciled. It is a wonderful verse.
Oh, George, you got to hear this. I don't know that Dr. Towns went through it as clearly as you have it on that paper from his teaching, but Dr. Carson, go through why that's just the greatest verse in the Bible for George. Since we got George on the phone, you're going to love this, George, because I know how much you love the Word of God.
Yeah. Here's what Dr. Towns said. For God, that's the greatest being, So, that's the greatest degree. Loved, that's the greatest affection. The world, the greatest object of love that he gave. The greatest act, his only, the greatest treasure. Begotten, the greatest relationship. Son, the greatest gift. That whosoever, the greatest company, believeth, the greatest trust, in him, the greatest object of faith, should not perish, the greatest deliverance, but have, the greatest assurance, everlasting, the greatest promise, life, the greatest blessing.
You know, and
every word.
Those all stuck out to me so much when I heard them, George, especially that the greatest assurance. How amazing is that? And how cool that your dad was your dad.
Yes, that's right. Hey, let me share a quick story about John 3:16 with you. When I was with the Marines, and we were headed to Norway, Denmark, and Germany for Teamwork Bollgard and exercise, we got diverted to go to the Persian Gulf because of Desert Shield and then Desert Storm. And the XO of our Marine Brigade, Noel Saunders, asked me, hey, if a person really was thinking seriously about becoming a Christian, where would you encourage them to read? And I told him, the Gospel of John. Yeah. And I know that this has already been mentioned by some, but, of course, the Gospel in a nutshell, as Dr. Carson mentioned, is in that gospel. And John said that he wrote that so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing we'd have life in his name.
That's exactly right. John 20:31.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And so we have new people coming into the family all the time because of this verse. But it's also a verse that gives us assurance and purpose for living, to know when things are hard or difficult that God so loved us that he did the very best. He gave heaven's very best, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. And so we can know that if God were willing to give his Son for us, how much God must love us. And to hold on to that truth, it really is transformational.
Yes, sir.
Wow, George, you're on fire, buddy.
Yes, you are.
Yes, that's right.
It's God. God is doing it. So thank you.
We have so much to be thankful for in the Lord, don't we?
Oh. It especially, you know, as I'm celebrating this John 3:16 Eve that we're about, and hearing these amazing testimonies, and I'm so glad to hear yours too, George. I'm going to add that to my how these things are making my day. They really, really are. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in, George. I can't tell you what it means to me.
Well, you're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye bye. All right, we got Cliff is in Ohio. So Cliff, you got a John 3:16 story. Cliff, you're on Truth Talk Live.
Yeah, I do. Thank you for the invite, and thank you for the opportunity of sharing the good news of the scriptures, the good news of Jesus Christ, to by way of an example, by way of a testimony. Back in 2020, don't hold me to that year, but somewhere there close, I pulled into the rear driveway parking place of a house by the name by Steve Eiler.
Yes, I remember Steve.
A friend of mine of 30 plus years. He's a businessman, been a businessman, so we had a lot in common. And I shared the gospel with him over and over and over and over to where I thought I can't share it with him anymore. But this one particular day was mid-afternoon. I wished I remembered the time. I normally try to write down the time and place when people are saved. But I wish I didn't write that down. But it was somewhat mid-afternoon on March the 16th. And I pulled into his driveway. And when I did, he came out and we were talking. I was sitting in the truck. He was standing outside. We were talking, chatting about a lot of things. And I normally, when I share the plan of salvation with people, a lot of times I'll use what is called the Roman road. I didn't have an open Bible at that time. Or many times I will use another passage of scripture like Mark 1:15. Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. I think that's pretty simple. But I shared with him John 3:16, sitting in that truck, and he's standing on the outside, a passage of scripture that most people, I would say, has either heard, they've memorized, or they know it probably better than any other verse in the Bible. And I didn't have any trouble convincing him the truth that came from John 3:16. And I shared with him how God loved the world, including him, and people far worse than who he was, and how that Jesus died upon a cross voluntarily, laid his life down. He wasn't killed. He voluntarily ceased to live and laid his life down on that cross, which nobody has the power to do, and how that the essence of his death meant that he was to be buried in a cold grave tomb where nobody's ever laid. I shared that with him. I don't take up much of your time here. And then I shared with him how, with that same power, he was able to resurrect himself. I said, Steve, this is probably the most unbelievable stories that you'll ever hear in your lifetime. And it was geared for you. And I said, I've shared the gospel with you many, many times for the past 30-some years. And you have refused it. You have rejected it. And I said, I'm going to ask you, if you could know for sure, beyond any question, any shadow of a doubt, that if you were to die at any given moment, that you would have the assurance of one day going to heaven, would you like to know that? He said, well, Cliff, he sounded like he was stumbling with words and mumbling, couldn't get anything out. I said, just take your time and tell me, would you like to know that? He said, well, yes, I would.
Amen.
So I stepped out of the truck and took him by the hand, and I said, I'm going to pray a prayer loud enough to where you can hear me. I'm going to pray a prayer slow enough to where you can follow me. But I want you to pray this prayer, these words, and I want you to mean them, totally mean them with full faith and full trust in your heart. Can you do that? And as I was beginning, I felt the grip on my hand. And Steve is not a huge guy, but bigger than I am.
I hate to jump in here on you, Cliff, but that music means that a break is coming. So we're going to resume this story because I know we're all dying to know what happened with the grip on the hand, which we're going to come back with that. But we need your story, too. We got Steve in Wisconsin, but we need you. 866-348-7884.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. How fun today. We're talking about what has John 3:16 meant to you? And wow, what a story. Right before the break, we were hearing we've got Cliff in Ohio, and he was in the middle of this man praying a prayer with his grip on his hand. And so you got to tell us, Cliff, what happened with that prayer?
Well, I thought my hand was going to break in two, because the longer I prayed, and it was a short prayer, it wasn't long, but to him it seemed like it was long, but the longer he prayed, the tighter my hand got, which indicated to me that he was resonating with what I was trying to say to him. Mm-hmm. And after I got through and I said, Steve, I said, if you were to die in the next 5 minutes, do you know for sure you go to heaven? He said, absolutely, yes, without any hesitation. I want to thank Dwayne Carson for his date to word and the emphasis that he's putting on what happens on certain days. And March the 16th, John 3:16 will always resonate as an experience that I've had, and also be a lifelong testimony from Steve Eiler. Thank you for taking my time. I know you got other more people to interview, and God bless you with your work on radio today.
No, God bless you. What a story.
Thank you, thank Cliff.
You. Wow. All right. We got Steve is in Wisconsin. Steve, you're on Truth Talk Live. It's exciting to hear from Wisconsin. We don't get many folks up there.
Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So where are you listening in Wisconsin?
In Kenosha.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Wonderful. What station is that that you're listening to?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, we're just grateful that you are listening. And so tell us your story.
Well, this is a little confusing here because I thought I called in to Dr. Brown.
Well, that is confusing because... And that's probably why you heard it, why you're hearing it in Kenosha, because he's probably on at this time. But if you, Dr. Brown, they didn't mention that his show was pre-recorded at that time. What we're talking about today is how, on this show, which is Truth Talk Live, how has John 3:16 impacted your life? And so do you have a story along those lines, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've been a believer for many years, and... kind of a non-denominational or some Baptist persuasion, but pretty much got saved when I was a teenager. I was a Roman Catholic and went to school for parochial school for 8 years. And while I was still going there, I was invited to a Bible club in the inner city in Brooklyn, where I was from. And a group came down from Nyack College and gave the gospel, and kind of in terms that I probably wouldn't use today. I mean, you know, a term back then that was real familiar was asking Jesus into your heart, but that's something that I later came to change, you know, as far as how I present the gospel. But I did trust the Lord, and then I started going to a evangelical free church where I began to be discipled and got born again, baptized, and eventually, and got into different kinds of ministry. So, John 3:16, of course, is the gospel in a nutshell, and salvation by grace alone and Christ alone. His finished work, nothing we can do, but trusting in him, and that's our justification before the Father, and just living a life that's glorifying and pleasing to him.
That's beautiful, Steve. Absolutely. And so, just out of curiosity, what were you going to tell Dr. Brown?
I have a friend who's a Jewish believer. I used to work in the transit in New York City, and so it was a Jewish guy that became a Christian, and this is many years now. This is 35 plus years. And a mutual friend just told me that he's kind of reverting back to Judaism. He's been listening to some rabbis on YouTube and is doubting, you know, if Jesus is truly the Messiah. And so I was going to reach out to Dr. Brown to see if he knew of anybody in New York City, any Jewish ministries that may be able to minister to my friend Sam. And that's kind of what I was going to...
What I'm going to do is put you... I actually do... I have a dear friend. I see him every year at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, who is also a... You know, he is a rabbi, was a rabbi, and then converted to Christianity, and is a happens to be in that area. So I'm going to put you back on hold, and Nick, our producer, will get your contact information. I will get you his contact information, and hopefully... you know, we can just pray along those lines. What's his name, Steve?
My friend's name is Sam.
All right. Well, let's just pray right now. Lord, thank you for Sam. And I thank you so much for Steve's call. Apparently, you had it in mind that Steve would be with us today. And so our hearts go out for Sam, Lord, to help him to find his way back to the real Messiah and to what you've done in John 3:16. And so, Lord, we pray that you would help Steve here to make these contacts, to make that happen for Sam, again, our prayer is just for Sam, that he would fall closer to you, fall more in love with you, and increase his relationship with the true Messiah. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm so glad you called, and we will get that information to you. God bless you, Steve.
Yeah, no mistakes with God. So thank you. He led me to you today. Thank you.
Thank you. That is so cool. All right, I'm putting you back on hold. So, Doc, tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow is the day. We heard from Cliff Hartley that on 3:16, he went and shared John 3:16, and this man, Steve, came to know the Lord. So tomorrow is the day. We've got so many social media platforms now. Facebook. We've got X, used to be Twitter. We've got Instagram. Our
it's
listeners,
Instagram.
That's true for Stu.
It is.
So we have TikTok. We've got all these different platforms that we can take John 3:16 tomorrow and put it on. Think of Tim Tebow. He put John 3:16 under his eye. It catches national attention. And someone said 96 million people Googled John 3:16 because he had it under his eye. He wanted people to know this great verse. Now, we can do this. It's not that complicated. Tomorrow, put John 3:16 on your social platforms. But like Cliff, be thinking about some person. Like Dr. Towns was saying, it doesn't have to just be a friend. It may be a stranger. But someone tomorrow, do you know what today is? It's March the 16th. Well, I think March the 16th, 3:16, and I can't help but think of the greatest message from God I ever heard. It comes from John 3:16. And if you've got it memorized, which you should, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You've just shared the greatest message God has for all of humanity.
And so the really cool thing is that you got churches, all sorts of people are making pledges. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that, the churches that have agreed, you know, to adopt this idea.
We have churches. There's a great friend of us, Jack Hibbs, out in California with the Calvary Churches. They're calling on people. There's a dream that several of us have. I would love to see March the 16th be an International Day of Evangelism because it is. It's the easiest verse to share. How do you get offended when you hear that God loves you, that he gave? Not that he's telling you to do something for him. He gave so that you could have everlasting life. Now, some people get upset to think that you're going to perish, but friends, that's why Jesus had to die. If we didn't have to perish, then Jesus didn't have to die.
But this church in Michigan, back in 2017, adopted. Share what they did.
Well, they challenged their church. Use your social media platforms, and they sent me a report that said that after the day was over, over 10,000 people had read the gospel. They had heard the gospel. They used all kind of different methods of social media. But they told it up that over 10,000 people had heard the gospel from a small church up in Michigan. And this pastor just said, I just told my people, you can share the greatest message. And I keep coming back to that, the greatest message from God to all humanity.
On 3:16. And the fruit of that was?
Well, thousands got saved. People are getting saved.
And his church is?
Growing. Big time. Big time growing.
Right. It's amazing. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a little literary tool that God gave us that mm-hmm. it just so happens that your calendar lines up with this, you know, in the springtime, you know, when mm-hmm. things are coming back alive. Mm-hmm. Pastor, I was sharing, you know, I'm just doing this service tomorrow. And he said, it's amazing how many passings there are at the changing of the seasons. Mm-hmm. That if, you know, he just, having done funerals for years, he goes, you know, right there at the change of the season from fall to winter, there in early December, and then again in March. And I realized, wow, my mother-in-law, my father died in March, and we have a tree in our front yard that blooms. It's supposed to bloom on the day, on, you know, he died on March 19th. Well, almost, you know, just yeah. two or three of those buds came out today, and I was like, man, you know. And so isn't it interesting on this day, right, that life is, you know, these buds are coming out. Yeah. It's 3:16, yeah. And that opportunity to remember, hey, no. You know, I've got this opportunity to share this verse. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And I love all that, you know, people have shared, that you've shared, you know, that God's provided for the Truth Talk listeners today. Dr. Carson, amazing. Date the Word. The Date the Word app gives you a lot more ideas along these ideas, yep. along these lines, right, yep. Doc?
Our devotion tomorrow is on John 3:16, so check out that app.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.